Pratis Hayasara contains a lengthy narrative giving the process by which a bride was found for Yitzchak. Avram sent his servant Eliezer in order to find such a bride. The Torah relates that Eliezer made a special prayer and request, and he asked that a sign be showed to him from heaven to show whether or not he found the right woman. And he asked that if I ask a girl for water, that I am thirsty, and she answers me, here is water for you, and I will also give all of your camels to drink. Eliezer said, and this will be the sign that this is the one that is meant for Yitzchak. And the Torah continues to say that right after he finished this statement, Rivka appeared, and exactly as he requested, he asked her for water, and she not only gave water for him, but also offered to give for all of his camels. And therefore Eliezer knew that this was truly the one which Hashem had planned to give to Yitzchak. Although the primary means by which Eliezer knew that this was the right person was that he gave a sign and the sign was fulfilled, nevertheless, everything in the Torah has significance, and the fact that he picked this for a sign also has significance. On a simple level, we can say that Eliezer merely wanted to determine whether she was a generous person, and this he tested by seeing whether she was willing to give water. On a deeper level, however, Hasidic philosophy explains that in this sign is expressed a general difference between holiness and the opposite of holiness. We see that on a supernal level, what is the idea of holiness? Holiness is the idea of creation, that the world was originally created and is continually kept in existence ex nihilo, from nothing to something. And this is a creative act, a giving act. So too, in a person down here, in the physical realm, how do we see whether he is a holy person, whether he is involved in giving? That he does not only keep things for himself, in the physical sense, in terms of money, but also in a spiritual sense, in terms of his knowledge, that he is mashpia, he gives to others and works on affecting them as well. Unholiness in the spiritual sense is the opposite. It is a holding back of any sort of flow and influence. It is a prevention or a minimizing of the creative act. And so too down here in the physical realm, trying to cut off the source of life, or the vitality, or a giving of money, or a giving of knowledge. These are all signs of unholiness. As it is explained in Tanya, that the lowest level possible in spirituality is something which only receives and does not give. And he mentions there a certain insect which only takes in and doesn't give anything out, thereby symbolizing the lowest level in unholiness. This was therefore the sign that Eliezer chose. Eliezer knew that many from this area were not totally holy. As our sages compare, finding Rivka in such an environment was similar to finding a rose among thorns. He therefore wanted to be certain that the bride he would find for Yitzchak would be totally permeated with holiness. This would be her entire existence, one of giving, symbolizing the whole idea of holiness in general. And therefore he gave such a sign in order to find her that not only she would give him and answer his request, but to give whenever it is possible, that even though he did not ask to have his camels fed and given water, and this was an extremely difficult job, as long as there was a possibility of giving, she was ready and willing and desiring to give. And this was the sign that she was a proper bride for Yitzchak, and therefore she became the mother of Yaakov, and thereby the mother of the entire Jewish people.